The following is the homily given on the morning of December 25, 1988, by Father John A. Hardin, S.J.
The gospel we have just heard on the visit of the shepherds to Bethlehem is the gospel of humility. Our homily meditation, therefore, is on Bethlehem, the revelation of humility. First of all, absolutely speaking, Christ might have been born, and no one had been told about it. But notice the divine logic. No sooner was Jesus born then the Heavenly Father made sure that it was known Christ's coming into the world is not something that should be hidden. The shepherds, of all people, we might say, were the ones whom God first chose to inform that the Son of God was born as man into the world. Over the centuries, God has consciously and by divine design first communicated his message of salvation to the poor, to the unknown, to the obscure, in this case, the shepherds. Notice what God's intent was. God wanted the message of salvation to be known to the whole wide world. So where did he begin? With the lowliest, the most obscure, the shepherds. In other words, when God wants his truth to be revealed, he deliberately chooses those who are the least well known, the simplest, the poorest, and, as we know, the humblest. I would now want to speak for the next week, 24 hours a day. Pleading, dear God, pleading for humility. Here we are, almost 2,000 years since the coming of Christ. God became man, was conceived of a virgin, and was born in Bethlehem. And In His divine providence, God chose the simple, obscure shepherds to first make His coming into the world known. And known not only to the shepherds, because as St. Luke tells us, they themselves passed the word around. How is it that after almost 2,000 years, only a fraction of the human race has yet heard the message of Christ's coming into the world? I'll tell you why. Pride. The humble shepherds. You might say, what else could they be except humble? They had nothing to show. Nothing to boast of. Unknown. Only God knows what might have taken place in the history of Christianity since Christ's birth, if only those to whom Christ had revealed Himself had remained. How well I know, how tragically well I know, if only they had remained humble, whatever else we learn from today's gospel, there'd be the absolute necessity of a deep, simple, docile, shepherd-like humility. Well, there is a second lesson that the gospel we've just read can teach us. And that is the lesson of Mary. We are told the shepherds found Mary and Joseph and the child. They, the shepherds, went and heralded what they had seen. But regarding Mary, she may have spoken. She may not have. The revealed foundation for devotion to Mary's Immaculate Heart is in Luke's statement that all that she had heard about what the shepherds told her and what she saw, the child she has just born, she pondered. A good synonym would be she meditated on in her heart. But not one word recorded. Again, humility. There are therefore two lessons of humility taught us by the gospel we have just heard. The first is that when God wants to reveal Himself and wants to have His message of salvation communicated to others, He will choose the humble. And if only they remain humble, they will be used by God as messengers of His truth. The second lesson is that whatever else we learn from Mary. And we have a litany of her virtues. The most important, the most necessary, and Mother of God, help me to say what your Son wants me to say. And humility in today's world, especially among women. Humility. In order that God might use us to communicate His truth to the world. If only there had been more humble shepherds in the last 2,000 years, it is inconceivable that Christ's message of salvation would not by now have been heard and believed by the whole world. And if we are to be humble, like Mary, the most important faculty of our body and soul we must control is our speech. Whatever else we learn from the Mother of God, it should be that true humility does not mean we do not communicate that we do not manifest our thoughts, but that we are first in constant communication with God. The humble soul talks with God. And then when, but only when, and insofar as God wants us to communicate to others, we will do so. Mary, Mother of the Most High, model of humility, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.